Thursday. Hope everybody had a great day. It's a pretty nice day out there. A little sunshine later in the day. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ and the website 1700thechamp.com. The last two, so Tuesday's show and Wednesday's show are up. You can go out to where you get your favorite podcast and you can listen to those two shows. Also can listen to like the UNI game today. You can listen to that live, clicking on the live microphone on there. It's a lot of good things on 1700thechamp.com for the website. So let's see here. We have, Northern Iowa won today against Illinois State. We'll talk about that here in just a sec. That leads us to Michigan versus Illinois tonight. Very important game. And then Friday, Northern Iowa versus Bradley at 11:30. So we'll kind of stop there. I also have some Iowa high school scores today. There's always a lot of news out there as well. So we'll get started here. Also, before we get started, would like to thank our sponsors, Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Centers, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. Have some stuff to talk about with some upcoming events. Brooks was in here today. We talked a little bit about Bacon Fest, maybe doing a live show on Friday out at the fairgrounds. We have an event coming up at an Iowa Wolves game in conjunction with the Iowa Wolves and with Des Moines Orthopedic Centers with Melissa. It's IMT Marathon Day, so we'll get Melissa in here sooner rather than later to start talking up that. But during the basketball game, we're going to be running around Wells Fargo and trying to get to a marathon mark with all of us involved. So that should be exciting. She said, hey, do you want to do a live remote? And I think she forgot to say, yeah, and it's a marathon that we get to run. And so anything Melissa says, this group here, Scott and I, we're gonna do. So excited about all that as well. Oh my goodness, I don't even know there's so many news items out there today. I'm not even sure I know where to start. It is, you know, what we've been saying all along, and I'm a huge NCAA basketball fan. I'm a huge Iowa high school sports fan, all of these. And it's just a great time of year because we have, you're getting down to the part the Missouri Valley always kicks their tournament early. So as soon as this weekend's over, then we're going to jump into NCAA basketball. Women are already in, getting ready to start coming into a lot of these conferences. You're getting play-in games, kind of, sort of. But to see the number one, number two, you know, the top-ranked teams in each of these conferences is going to be a lot of fun. There's just going to be a lot of good basketball that you can watch. The NFL is still, Scott and I talked about this yesterday, the NFL is still king. So let's talk about that for a little bit. It's interesting when it comes to this time of year for the NFL. Everybody's getting ready. The draft is going to be coming up here pretty soon. You're going through the combine right now. One, Jalen Carter came back today, is participating a little bit. I don't know how deep his participation is going to be with everything that he's gone through. Heard a lot of people on the radio today. Oh, this is not good for him, and this doesn't look good, and blah, blah. Listen, the NFL is, saying they're untouchable is not the right word, but the troubles of this, I mean, he's at most, I didn't see an age, at most he's a 21-year-old. Listen, it's easy to get out of control sometimes. Some of the misreporting yesterday is that, you know, he was indicted on, you know, causing a death in by car accident. No, he was two misdemeanors. He went in. He was out on $4,000 bail. I don't. There's not going to be any jail time. He was doing things that sometimes kids do, and something tragic happened afterwards. And we're not downplaying that at all, but this is a young man who's going to play in the NFL. Does it give a team like the Chicago Bears with the number one pick, or they trade back to, you know, he's still going to be there when they trade back a couple of times for teams that want quarterbacks? Is it going to sway them if he was number one on their list and he's still available no matter what he did? Football is football, but you know, there's a lot of different things that are happening in the draft. The biggest thing that's happening right now, and here's the most difficult thing for professional athletes, I believe, how much time teams and individuals spend building them up when, you know, they're trying to be a winning football team, they're trying to get him to come, you know, they're even in free agency, any of these. And then when they lose them, or when we start to go through the whole draft process, how they tear them back down. And, you know, it's too bad that that's happening. It's really bad when it's happening when you're boosting and tearing down all pro quarterbacks. You know, you're listening to what people say about Derek Carr. You know, that Derek Carr is not a winner. He's never won a game if it's below 43 degrees, blah, blah, blah. There has been no bigger, I mean, there are, because the Washington Commanders are in the NFL and a few others. The Oakland Raiders have, or the Las Vegas Raiders now, have not had, even when they've had good drafts or good draft picks, something drastic happens. Henry Ruggs in jail. Murder by, you know, intoxicated driving. And I mean, it just they've had multiple coaches, multiple general managers. You know, what do you expect from Derek Carr when you have chaos? I you know, it's still a Davis that's running the organization. It's always been topsy turvy when you've had that grouping there. And the things they do, Derek Carr. I mean, they're making it seem like Derek Carr isn't even a top 20 quarterback in the NFL. That's just not true. You look at Aaron Rodgers, and I listened to a bunch of people talk about Aaron Rodgers today because I'm one of those that are like, oh. Aaron Rodgers is a phenomenal quarterback. Easily in the top 10 quarterbacks of all time with everything that he's done with the Green Bay Packers. Some of it that's happening to him is he does the same thing that the NFL teams. I mean, he talks live on air to try to skew things his way, and if he thinks he's not being covered correctly, he'll drop hints about other things. Was he a good quarterback last year? No. Was partially some of that being that his hand was hurt enough that it really mattered? Yes. Does some of it have to do with him? Yes. He didn't want to come in. He didn't want to do OTAs. He didn't want to come in early. He didn't want to do any of that, even though you drafted rookie wide receivers, you need to mesh as a team. He just didn't want to do that anymore. But the negativity that comes out, that people think that it's, you know what, somebody's got to say negative stuff about him, so I'll go out there and I'll say negative stuff about him. And even when they're saying it, when you're listening to them say it, it doesn't seem like they're being truthful about what they're saying. Are there drawbacks? Yes, there are. Here's the drawbacks. He's old. He also is not a team player. At points and times in his career, especially last year, he is extremely arrogant. Most
incredible athletes are. He has a certain way he wants to play quarterback, so that's going to hinder him. I mean, you have Matt LaFleur. I mean, a lot of people would bend over backwards to have Matt LaFleur be their coach. But Aaron Rodgers thinks that he can do Aaron Rodgers things without anybody coaching. Arm talent, I don't know if it's touchable. I truly believe that I think the two biggest arm talents I've ever seen is Dan Marino and Aaron Rodgers, and the difference between the two of them is Aaron Rodgers can maneuver and he can get away and all of that. Dan Marino was pretty stagnant once in the pocket. Arm talent wise, there's nobody that has that type of arm talent. And I believe in my heart of hearts that when the Green Bay Packers are taking a look at this, and I'm curious to see what my two brother-in-laws, because they enjoy watching the Packers. I think Green Bay is going, you know what? It's $50 million. That's a lot of money. I mean, we can do a lot of stuff with whatever, you know, whatever we're going to have to pay to let him move on. We need to figure out what Jordan Love is. I mean, it's such a complicated book, because the reason Aaron Rodgers is mad is because you drafted Jordan Love. And the reason they drafted Jordan Love is because Aaron Rodgers was kind of a loose cannon. He was getting up in age. What can you expect from Aaron Rodgers? And he was so mad about the Jordan Love thing, he went out and won back-to-back MVPs. And then last year, I still think that his hand had a lot to do with it. I think it had to do a lot with having young wide receivers. The biggest thing that made the Green Bay Packers more difficult for Aaron Rodgers to overcome some of the things was how porous their defense was. And Aaron Rodgers has nothing to do with the defense. To be really honest with you, they really haven't done anything either. They kept the defensive coordinator. I don't think they're going to get rid of anybody. It's a very expensive defense, and they just didn't play very well. I don't know what I would do if I was the Green Bay Packers, and I don't know what I would do if I was Aaron Rodgers. And the great thing is I can't be either, because I don't know anybody that can be Aaron Rodgers, and I don't know anybody that can think like the Green Bay Packers, because they're different. If it was the Kansas City Chiefs, I don't think this would be dragging out. Or any other football team in the NFL except for the Green Bay Packers. They are built different. They are owned different. Everything about it is different. They don't have the revenue stream that some of these teams have. I don't think they can afford to sign him for $50 million. And if I'm someone, and I understand if I'm the New York Jets, and the New York Jets are in a very weird situation, because they need a quarterback, because they messed up. I don't know who in the organization thought that Zach Wilson was a good idea. You watched him. I mean, seriously, when you listen to everybody, and it's almost everybody to the T, teams moved him up and on their draft boards from watching one throw on social media during his tryouts, or not trial, but for having people come watch him throw. And you have a group on the New York Jets right now that are built to win, and built to win without having a payroll that is over the top. And Aaron Rodgers right now, because I don't think you can get Aaron Rodgers to sign a 2-year contract, because I don't think he knows if he's going to play. I think there's still a lot of people out there that says that he's going to retire just because he doesn't need the money and he doesn't need the headache. And I could see that as well. If I'm the New York Jets, I'm not spending that type of money for 1 year. If I had to choose between having Aaron Rodgers for that amount of money or what I can sign Derek Carr for, and I get competent NFL quarterbacking with the talent I have, I think I can win enough games to get me into the playoffs. And if things fall our way, I think I can, have a chance. I have a chance. With Aaron Rodgers, if you get the Aaron Rodgers from last year, you have no idea. He still has young receivers, young running backs, young offensive line, young defense, a coach who he doesn't have experience with Robert Saleh. You have all these different things. I don't know how that fits with the New York Jets. I believe that Aaron Rodgers has more talent and can help the New York Jets, but for 1 year to rip up your team and kind of do something and have him there and not knowing if he's going to be there for OTAs and training camp and all those things, Derek Carr's going to be there. The day you sign him, he's going to be there and he's never going to leave. And even with those two scenarios for the New York Jets, my Baltimore Ravens, they're going to mess this up. Somehow, some way, they're going to mess this up. If Lamar Jackson, and this is a couple of teams, if Lamar Jackson gets to the New York Jets, and let's say they give him a non-exclusive tag, it's $50 million. To get him, you got to give up 2 first-round draft picks. If I'm the New York Jets, I do that in a heartbeat. And then I have Lamar Jackson, 26 years old, not 38 going on 39 years old. I have a 26-year-old all-star, Pro Bowl player, unbelievable talent to go with this young team. We have more to talk about with this. We got all kinds of things to talk about. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ, 101.3 AM or FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk, Real Sports Fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic. Nothing's off limits. Join the conversation now on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. I can't believe it's Thursday already. Holy cow. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. We had Northern Iowa versus Illinois State earlier today, and I had that up here, and I have to go look to see what I did with it, so I will check here in just a second. But that means that you and I moves on, and they are going to play Bradley at 11:30 on Friday. That's tomorrow. If they win, then they're going to play on Saturday, and that will be they think a 2 o'clock pregame. I will have to wait and see just to make sure, but. Exciting stuff. It's getting to be that time. College NCAA women are rolling right now. Men are going to start rolling next week. So many things going on. It's a great time to be alive. It's also a great time to check out Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Also take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Also take advantage of going in and stopping in and seeing the people at all their locations. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC. Okay, wanted to just jump ahead. We had some Class 5A games today to see. They were semifinal games. 10 o'clock this morning, the Johnston Dragons took care of Ankeny Centennial 42-35, and Pleasant Valley took care of Dowling Catholic 50-33. That sets up the championship game at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. 24-1 Johnston versus 25-0 Pleasant Valley. It was number one against number two. It's exactly what you want to see when you have these games. Very excited about getting to see what happens there, and we'll dive through some other scores this weekend as well. Some of the bigger news that's out there: Jalen Carter did make it to the combine. It'll be interesting to see how much he does, how much he individually talks to Some of the teams, I don't know if his, I don't know if he has a legal team. I don't know if Georgia set up an illegal team. I don't know if they're wanting him to, how much he's going to participate. I don't think anybody knows. And I think that's, you're going to find out. And it was not great circumstances. He seems to be a pretty upstanding young man, and we'll see what happens. Just a quick note here to LeBron. They said 2 weeks. I think today, after further talking to the doctors, they're going to look at his tendon injury in 3 weeks. 3 weeks leaves him, I think, a week and a half after, towards the end of the season. It might be a full 2 weeks, but I don't think it's a full 2 weeks. So that will be very interesting to see what happens there and how they continue to play. They won last night at Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City didn't have their leading scorer. The Lakers didn't have Anthony Davis or LeBron James or D'Angelo Russell. So it's going to be – they have some tougher games coming up than what that one was. But if Alexander would have played last night, I think that would have been a different story. Founder of the Carolina Panthers and owner Jerry Richardson passes away at 86 today, just to keep up with that. And Jalen Carter made it back there. So also had some people today asking about the Caleb Grill situation. I still think it's kind of a fluent situation. There are some items out there. I think you need to be careful of what's out there. I saw some of the Iowa State Cyclone players today after practice being asked questions. That's a really tough spot to put them in. You know, the question was, well, what are your feelings about what happened with Caleb Grill? Listen, this is never easy. It's not easy for anybody. You know, right now you're going through, you know, some tough times, and the season hasn't ended the way that you thought it was. And you're asking, you know, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22 year olds, you know, what's your thought process on this? I mean, I get it. I understand people want to know. I struggle with that. It's just a lot. I guess my feeling is if I'm not talking to TJ or Jamie Pollard or one of the assistant coaches, I think you need to leave the Caleb Grill thing alone. I think if you went man to man in the locker room, I think they would believe that Caleb's going through some things. It was difficult. It wasn't who they were accustomed to being in the locker room with. And it made it uncomfortable, and some things happen, and this is what here's the circumstances that you have. I think that's enough. If you can get TJ to sit down with you, or you can get Jamie to sit down with you, I think you can ask those questions. But I don't think you need to be asking those questions of these young men. They're getting ready for one more game against Baylor. Then they have the Big 12 tournament. They're still going to be an NCAA tournament team, even with some of the play at the end of the season. And you hope for, you know, you hope for the best for the group. I once again couldn't even fathom the pressure of what they've gone through this whole season, and then having to turn around and answer questions from people trying to get you, not trying to get you to slip up. That's not fair. That's more professionally than it is in collegiate. But, you know, just trying to get information that they probably, you know, to be really honest, I don't think they need. I think TJ and I think the statement was enough. And people love to smack me on social media. Well, you wouldn't be saying that if it was an Iowa Hawkeye. I definitely would be saying it if it was an Iowa Hawkeye. I once again, no matter what is in any of this, these are 18, 19, 20, 21, sometimes 22, 23, depending on where you're, you know, where you're at in your career. That's not their job. Their job is not to talk to you about Caleb Grill. Their job's not to talk about TJ. Their job's not to talk about other people. Ask them questions about themselves and deal with it. I mean, you can ask, But when these young men try to do a nice and polite way of telling you no, stop asking. You can't rephrase it 9 times and expect them to just be all jolly. I sometimes I don't understand. And somebody's just looking to get somebody to say something so they can blow it up. And I'm glad that they're doing a good job of not doing that. I think the biggest thing right now in the draft world, it's still the quarterbacks. I think everybody's interested in Jalen Carter and what's going to happen with Jalen Carter. If you had Jalen Carter as your number one prospect in this draft, I don't see how any of this changes that. Was it an intelligent thing to do? No. I want you all to go back. Now some just, you know what, this argument doesn't work with my wife, right? My wife never did anything wrong that I know of while she was young. I, on the other hand, me and my friends, come on, folks. I lived in Mitchellville. There wasn't a ton of things to do, so we had to do stuff. It's not, I couldn't imagine. I think nowadays, I tell my kids, you guys got to be really careful. I mean, there's phones everywhere. No matter what you're doing, no matter if you're at a bar, you're at a work event, you're anywhere, and you think that you can do something out of the ordinary or stupid and not have people get it out on social media, you're wrong. It's going to get there. What happened with him is tragic. It's tragic of the end results. Jalen Carter with, going through, I don't know what to say to people about what you do. I don't know what you do with the basketball player from Alabama. I don't know. I don't always believe that. Oh, do you continue to play him? Because he wasn't the one that was charged. He still brought something. He still could have just said, oh, I can't. I got to go. Or, I mean, there's things. I just drives me crazy. The other stuff that drives me crazy is how we look at the quarterbacks. And in any collegiate draft, everybody cares about the quarterback. And I have a lot of people say, well, why does everybody care about the quarterback? Well, there's nobody getting in the playoffs and winning a Super Bowl. This isn't Eli Manning eking out a win somewhere. It's not Peyton Manning injured, not being able to hardly throw anywhere and winning a Super Bowl. It doesn't have. If you do not have a quarterback that can competently get you through your 17-week season and be competitive, you cannot make it in the playoffs. And this year you have, the top four, Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, C.J. Stroud, and Bryce Young. And I'm enjoying of a lot of this. And on the first three, Bryce Young, C.J. Stroud, Anthony Richardson. Here's what I'll tell you. They play for great programs. They have great talent. And it's hard to understand how good or how bad they are just because of the difference in talent. You know, and I look at these and I don't know how confident, I know he's competent, C.J. Stroud. I don't know how confident I am. Is it C.J. Stroud that played against Michigan, or is it C.J. Stroud who played and played so well in the championship games? That's what I want to know. Was it which one is it that's playing? Because what I saw when he played Georgia was an amazing football game by an amazing quarterback that's facing first round talent defense. The same with Bryce Young. He's played for Alabama. He's had Nick Saban's tutelage. He can make the throws. Yes, he's probably going to measure out at 5'10 and a half, and he's not going to weigh 200 pounds. Does that scare you? Yes. Does that scare you going to a team that doesn't have an offensive line? Yes. But his arm talent, his thought process, his intelligence all say that he's going to be a high-quality football player. Anthony Richardson, just when you see the athletic ability, it makes your jaw drop. Now, can he run an offense? Can he understand, grasp, get through an NFL playbook? You need to see. I don't know. And then you come to the outlier, Will Levis, Kentucky. Doesn't even have a wide receiver on his football team that I believe will get drafted. No tight ends. Not a lot of help on the offensive line. Was under stress all the time. So when people see him at the combine and see him throw and go, oh my gosh, look at that arm talent. Oh, he can make every throw. Oh, he can maneuver. Oh, he's mobile. And then they come back to he didn't win enough games at Kentucky. Kentucky is a basketball school. It's not a football school. They made a bowl game, I think, every year that he was quarterback. They play in the SEC. It's not easy. He didn't have a lot of protection and didn't have a lot of wide receivers that were catching footballs. I think if you pass up, if Will Levis gets out of the first round, somebody's made a big mistake and somebody's going to take advantage of that. And I think he's going to be a good football player. And I would not count out Anthony Richardson. I wouldn't count out any of them. And the only thing that I agree with is taking a deep look at those four. Bryce Young may have the best technique, a great arm, great knowledge, play caller, good kid. He's 5'10 and 190 pounds. Name me a quarterback that's been in the NFL that's had success. I don't think you're going to find very many. Think about that. 5'10, 190 pounds. His offensive linemen are going to average 6'5 going across. His defensive line that he's going to be facing the NFL are going to be 6'7 going across. That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of pressure. The intelligence, the arm talent, the maneuverability, off the charts. His height and weight are unbelievably below the charts. But I still think that he can be a competent quarterback in the NFL, but it matters where he goes. That's the most important thing. You're listening to Steen on Sports. You're listening to us live on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. We're bringing sports your way every day. A little bit of potpourri going into the last segment of the first hour.
When you're raised on a steady diet of... Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Thursday. Last segment on this first hour on our Thursday. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM. 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Check us out on Twitter at Steen on Sports and at 1700 The Champ. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Let's see. It is Thursday, so we have Michigan, Illinois, 6 o'clock tip. No pregame, so it's going to go right after the show. And tomorrow we get Northern Iowa versus Bradley, 11:30 pregame. Drake will play tomorrow, too. We'll jump on here and see if we can find that one. So just going to have a ton of basketball. We have the Big Ten tournament coming up next week. All kinds of games in there. Just to give you a heads up again, so I'm going to be here. I'm here today, here tomorrow. Here Monday through Thursday, then I am off until the following Tuesday for a little spring break trip with the wife and the kids, going to
Breckenridge, Colorado. Kind of looking forward to that, getting some time away. Woodman Controls is going to be our sponsor for this segment. Woodman Controls Company is Iowa's intelligent building solution company. Provides, designs, engineers, installs, programs, and services HVAC, lighting, and card access and camera controls for the entire state. They can fully automate your building and improve efficiency, comfort, and security. Located in Ankeny, Iowa, go to woodmancontrols.com and look for various high-end employment opportunities and development, project management, field or service technicians, and many more for an outstanding automation machinery manufacturing company. Want to thank Woodman Controls for being a part of our program. We're going to have a bunch of Big Ten games in the they're up in the United Center in Chicago. We'll have the games that do not involve the University of Iowa Hawkeyes, since they have. They have their station in the state, but we got a lot of really good games starting on Wednesday, 6:15 and 9 p.m. kind of 12 versus 13, 14 versus 11. Thursday you start getting the lower seeds, and then everybody kicks in then on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So that's after this starts next Wednesday, March 8th. You go through that Sunday of the 12th. You'll have the championship game for the Big Ten. And then you're going to have the selection show. We're going to find out where people are going to go. And then it all starts playing games, I do believe, start on Wednesday. So a lot of good basketball coming up. We still have... I do believe there's 20 to 21 games left in the NBA, with the combine up, the draft is coming up, the last days, to do tags, I do believe is next Sunday. That would be March 12th. That's going to change the landscape, especially with quarterbacks and, you know, that is kind of the deal. And when you look at, when you take a look at these 32 teams in the NFL and you look at the haves and the have nots, it is crazy how everything kind of falls into place depending on the type of organization that you have. And there is a lot of organizations out there. We talked about the grading of some of these teams. And you were looking at some of you knew right away that the Washington Redskins were not going to score well on that particular thing. That you just knew they weren't going to score well. They've been known to not be a good organization. But you had some organizations on there that were really, really strange. There's a lot of things. The training facilities, workout facilities, trainers in general for the Kansas City Chiefs, Fs. You had some wild little different grading systems out there for people. But you look right now, and you look at the football teams in the NFL, and I was looking at the NFC to begin with, and I'm thinking, and this has been a big topic because when you listen to other programs, be Bill Ryder, be anything that's on ESPN, little East Coast to them, a little West Coast to them, they dictate, they have things that they believe in, right? And the one that I happen to be listening to, Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. And it was Max and it was Jay. And I think it was Chris Canty that was on there today. And they were talking about Daniel Jones. And Daniel Jones, his rookie contract's up. Lamar Jackson's rookie contract's up. So these teams can sign them, they can tag them, they can exclusive tag them, they can non-exclusive tag them. But they were talking about Daniel Jones, and how in the world can you think that Daniel Jones is worth the amount of money that he's asking for? And I've seen anywhere between $30 to $40 million. Well, number one, that's the going rate for quarterbacks, but there you go. He's had one good year. And then I Joe Judge was his coach before Brian Daboll. That poor and their general manager was not good. Miss after miss after miss after miss on picks. Now that picked up this past year. They picked up some good talent. Still did not have great weapons, but they bring in Brian Daboll. And all of a sudden, Daniel Jones, they're like, well, he didn't throw for that many yards. Well, Brian Daboll knew what he had. He ran for a lot of yards. He cut down on his interceptions. He increased his touchdown passes. Their highest wide receiver didn't look like he cared or wanted to catch any passes. And the New York Giants have this difficult thing right now. They have to figure out, what do I do with Daniel Jones and Saquon Barkley? And people are all over the board. Well, you should tag Saquon Barkley. Okay, you tag Saquon Barkley. That puts him at a certain percentage of the top three highest running backs. That's probably a lot of money to pay a running back. And you're looking at all these teams, and I'm listening to these guys on the radio, and these were the same guys last year that it drives me crazy. If you look at some of the things these football teams and these organizations do, and you know they talk about Lamar Jackson, they talk about the Baltimore Ravens, they talk about the front office, they talk about, you know, did he give him weapons? Their general manager came out today and said, you know what, we've missed on a lot. And you have Rashad Bateman who's like, hey, I'm one of them. Really, are you really going to go on national TV and bash a little bit on your players? Getting back to Saquon Barkley, do I draft a running back? I mean, that's what teams are doing now. Teams aren't paying. The people are like, well, just pay him. You know, it's if you pay him and you tag Daniel Jones, well, Daniel Jones is probably going to play on the tag. I don't know if Lamar Jackson's going to play on the tag. But you don't want to be paying your running backs. And what I was getting to is the team that you should look at. Last year, people thought, oh my gosh, look what the Kansas City Chiefs just did. They just sent Tyreek Hill, their best weapon, him and Travis Kelce, and they just sent him to the Miami Dolphins. What are they doing? What are they doing to Patrick Mahomes? And then you figure out that Andy Reid, with Patrick Mahomes, not with just anybody, Andy Reid's a guru, but not with just anybody. Andy Reid's not making Daniel Jones look like Patrick Mahomes. It's not happening. He's not making Alex Smith look like Patrick Mahomes. There's nobody out there that's going to look like Patrick Mahomes. But the way Patrick Mahomes can deliver the football and maneuver the football on every bit of the playing field, and with him working with Andy Reid and Eric Bieniemy and figuring out game plans, they did it without spending the money. And that's what these teams have to do. And then I'm looking, and when we come back in this next segment, we're going to look at some of these teams. And there's the blueprint. There's the blueprint on how you can pay your quarterback, but how you have to figure out the rest of your squad. And I don't know how many people in the NFL are smart enough to do that. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk. For real sports fans, be back top of the hour. Here's a look.